Good evening, you're watching Left, Right and Centre. I'm Vishnu Shom. With India seeing record numbers of COVID cases and with the number of vaccinations nowhere close to where it should be, various states are looking at innovative solutions to try and deal with COVID. How appropriate are some of these methods being adopted? Among them, the state of Goa, which has said that patients will be treated with the drug ivermectin 12 mg for a period of 5 days. Now, the Goa government says that various panels from the UK, Italy, Spain and Japan have found a statistically significant reduction in mortality, time to recovery and viral clearance. But the World Health Organization still believes that the drug needs to be administered under emergency use conditions. Now, we'll be asking a panel of doctors whether the use of ivermectin can cut down the risk of contracting COVID. Can it be used if you have already contracted COVID? Also on the show, how Paytm is helping fight COVID. We'll be speaking to the Paytm founder, Vijay Shekhar Sharma, also the governor of Gujarat, Acharya Devrat. But first, a couple of details about ivermectin itself. The drug, it's been called a wonder drug, not necessarily in terms of the use of against COVID, but certainly certain ailments it was first discovered quite some time back. But what the Goa government is doing on the basis of some recent literature is that they're trying to apply it to COVID. Now, what the Goa government has done is that they have approved ivermectin for preventive treatment in the state. It's been approved for all adults in Goa. The Goa government says it reduces severity of the illness and that patients will be treated with ivermectin 12 mg for 5 days. So is this really the way forward? Joining us now, Dr. Joseph Brito. We are also joined by Dr. Hemant Thacker and Dr. Padma Srivastav. All of them extremely qualified in looking at the use of drugs in a situation like this. Dr. Brito, let me come to you first. There are journals of late which have said that this line of treatment isn't necessarily bad. For example, the Medical Journal of Therapeutics has said that regular use leads to large reductions in transmission. Do you believe this is an appropriate line of treatment?
Vishnu, good evening, and thank you for the opportunity for me to add my voice to the dialogue. These are desperate times, and one doesn't blame individual patients or physicians, policymakers, or in this case, Health Minister Rane, Chief Minister Pramod Sawant, in exploring whatever option might impact of the pandemic. However, where ivermectin, the drug, is concerned, the jury is out. One has to ask the question why reputed, respectable organizations like the WHO, like the US FDA, the CDC, the US NIH, the Institute of Health, why the European Medical Agency, none of whom have advocated the use of ivermectin either for prophylaxis, which by definition means prevention,
yep,
or for the treatment to mitigate the severity of the illness. And the reason is simply that there isn't robust randomized controlled trials that have been sufficiently powered, that have been well designed to show unequivocal benefit for ivermectin, either as a prophylactic agent or as an anti-inflammatory agent to mitigate the severity of the illness.
Okay. Dr. Thacker, what are your views on this? Is it, firstly, from a safety standpoint, is it safe to be administered in the manner proposed?
Let me be quite honest. You know, ivermectin was given birth to initially by the Bangladeshi scientists who said you give doxycycline, ivermectin is a combination. But when we did the clinical trial where one arm was ivermectin, doxycycline, the other arm was fabipiravir, it was very clear that the antiviral activity of ivermectin in the dose that we give it, 12 milligrams once a day, is extremely poor. And to really get good antiviral activity, you have to give it in at least 5 to 6 times the dose than what is already prescribed, and which would make it toxic.
Right.
So in my opinion, as an antiviral drug, I'm still guarded on that. Now, whether you want to use it for prophylaxis, The American Journal of Therapeutics, which has promulgated this article, has seen it in 2,500 patients. Of course, today anybody can take the shelter of emergency approval. But I would be still extremely wary. You know, HCQS, on one hand, is a very safe drug, and we can use it for years and months on end. But ivermectin is an antiparasitic, and I don't know the long-term side effects. So I would be a little wary about allowing it for prophylaxis.
Okay. Dr. Srivastav, the World Health Organization has also said that, you know, there are problems associated with its use. Dr. Soumya Swaminathan, the chief scientist of the WHO, said safety and efficacy are important when using any drug for a new indication. The WHO recommends against the use of ivermectin for COVID-19 except within clinical trials. What's being proposed in Goa aren't clinical trials at all. Are you, as a medical professional, okay with the use of the drug as is being suggested?
Vishnu, you said this, that, you know, it's a very tightrope walk.
Yeah.
Now, let me say that, in fact, we've been using ivermectin. Let me be very frank about this. Even in the first wave, a lot of major institutes were using this, both as prophylaxis amongst healthcare workers as well as those who were exposed to a proposed infection. In fact, I've eaten them. Okay? And also, the dosages actually varied amongst. I'm just giving you the practical side of what is happening. Science, be it as it may. So there were these prophylactic regimes like three times, you know, three consecutive days, repeated on seventh day and then once a month thereafter. And there's Ames Bhuvaneshwar, who published a trial with, you know, two doses 72 hours apart in treatment part of it. So having said all that, certainly it's not a magic bullet. I don't think it's going to be the, you know, the answer for the end game of pandemic as it's being put out. But those are very bold statements which absolutely have no evidence whatsoever to make those statements. They'll be dangerous to do that. But when you're looking at science on one side, absolutely, in spite of all those publications in this, the Journal of Therapeutics and the Critical Care Alliance, which got out, and there's been a rebuttal in the British Medical Journal subsequently saying that the quality of the trials which are seen, even if they were RCTs, were very small. And WHO would always, you know, play it safe. It would have a lot of evidence before it comes out as a major international guideline. I would agree with that. But okay, when you're looking at a practical aspect, this is being given. Whether we discuss here or not, this is being given. But if a government is going to dole it out as a prophylaxis, and if this is going to be a message across to the public that if you're going to eat these 5 days, then you're free, you can be, you know, you will then leave your COVID appropriate behavior, you're safe, that would be
right.
Really,
so I take
really
your point
dangerous.
That this is no magic
that
bullet.
That should not.
Right.
But it is being used, and I, you know, all said and done, whether it is a little bit of, because we have a bunch of these medicines in our
okay,
ammunition.
Doctor, just one second. I just wanted to,
drug.
I take your point. I wanted to go across to Dr. Thacker. Are we essentially, in fact, Dr. Brito, if you'd want to take this question, are we hitting in the dark with the use of this medicine? We have a vaccine problem. We know Goa has a high positivity rate. Are you essentially hitting in the dark with this?
Yes, we are playing cricket blindfolded. I think, as you just said, we need to focus on vaccination. The only way to halt this pandemic and to prevent the next pandemic cycle, which will be upon us, is mass rapid vaccination. It's not enough to vaccinate slowly over months and years. We need to vaccinate our population rapidly. And my suggestion is for all of those who are involved in policy and decision making is to focus on procuring vaccines, to sign up licensing and technology transfer deals. And as the first deliverable of this deal is to procure the vaccines. I heard on the media today, including NDTV, that both the Uttar Pradesh government and the Maharashtra government, your interview with Aditya Thackeray, that they're procuring 40 and 50,
four
and 5 million doses of the vaccine. But we need to wrap up this purchase with the licensing deal.
All right. No, I take that point. I think there is no cure to...
And therefore, everything else is a distraction.
Everything else
is actually a distraction, right, and displacement activity.
All right. Well, I'm going to continue with this discussion. I'd like to thank the three of you very much for being with us. A little while earlier on, I spoke to Professor Polly Roy, the chair of virology at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, again, on ivermectin and its uses, as is taking place in India quite openly these days. Joining us now, Professor Polly Roy, Chair of Virology at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. Thanks very much, Dr. Roy, for being with us. Is ivermectin the magic drug that it's being made out to be in some parts of India?
Well, I don't think so. As I said before, that I don't think so, because it is not really allowed now in USA and in Europe. It is actually a drug that helps to stop the parasitic disease, and not for virus really, but it is anti-inflammatory, but so far it has not been shown optimum for COVID disease. So it is not really accepted in certain countries, definitely.
Professor Roy,
the other drugs that are available probably far better than this one.
Sure. Professor Roy, the American Journal of Therapeutics says regular use leads to large reductions in transmission, and that ivermectin should be globally, systematically deployed in the prevention and treatment of COVID-19.
That's the ribavirin, yes, that's two different things, you know. Two different things. That is fine. But ivermectin is a different thing. You're talking about two different drugs.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about the drug which the Goa government is now proposing. How is that... Ivermectin 12 mg for a period of 5 days is what is being prescribed. Why is that not a good treatment, you believe?
I am not a clinician. I don't know much about that. But what I know for sure, that it is not going to stop the virus infection. What it will stop, some help as an anti-inflammatory, which is the actually downstream after the virus infection, when the people get really sick, they have this inflammation. That may stop. That may help to do that, but not really virus infection or transmission. So is the disease itself is a part of the inflammation, is the disease itself. That may help a little bit, but it is not the magic bullet at all, as my knowledge concern.
Could you tell us a little bit more about ivermectin, the fact that it's had a huge impact in controlling, for example, filariasis diseases, lymphatic filariasis diseases, which have affected the lives of billions. This is again what the American Journal of Therapeutics says.
They are saying that given the track record, the anti-parasitic disease is different. Then virus is different. The SARS virus is quite different. So I don't work with the parasite, but I'm a virologist, and I know for this virus infection, for SARS-2 infection, we don't think this is much help, really, except when the disease gets severe due to inflammation, the generalized effect maybe, but particularly not for this, because it is used for the treatment of parasites, like a worm, not really viruses.
Right. Professor Roy, again, I'm just going to refer to what the American Journal of Therapeutics says and then get your opinion. The American Journal of Therapeutics says the high binding activity of ivermectin to the SARS-CoV-2 spike protein could limit binding to either the ACE2 receptor or sialic acid receptors, respectively, either preventing cellular entry of the virus or preventing certain other conditions.
They are talking about it is the antiviral drug binding. That I have no knowledge about that, because I know the binding to RBD, which is the receptor bindings of the virus, is very specific. So how would this help? I don't know that.
Okay.
I have no evidence about that I can say that is for sure. But what I can say that it may help to reduce the inflammation, to reduce the disease itself. But virus entry is very specific. So that means very specific drug for that, which will stop the interaction between the AC2 receptor versus the virus binding site, which is the RBD, and that is highly specific.
Professor so Roy, the bottom line over here, which happen. A lot of people want to know about, and I take all of the points that you're mentioning, is safety. Is this drug safe for administration, in your opinion, in the manner in which it's been proposed? In other words, 12 mg for a period of 5 days.
As far as my knowledge, that they are not allowed generally in US or Europe. So there must be some problem with that.
Okay. In fact,
I was told that it doesn't have too much effect, really, for virus infection, definitely.
Right. In fact, the chief scientist of the World Health Organization, Dr. Swaminathan, has said that the safety and efficacy are important when using any drug for a new indication, and that the WHO recommends against the use of ivermectin for COVID-19, except within clinical trials. All right, so that's what the WHO has said.
Yes.
So let's look at this within the context of clinical trials. Would you believe, as an expert, that this drug shows promise?
Well, I'm expert in viruses. I'm not expert in the drugs. You have to remember that, because I am not a clinical person. But I can tell you that virus infection is extremely specific to the host, which is the human receptor. Very specific. It's not generalized like that. So I don't believe it's going to be very efficacious. I think that we have to get the different kind of drugs that will break the interaction between the receptor and the virus.
Sure.
That is very important. It has to be highly specific. This is good for the parasitic disease, as they talked about that. That's the reason it was developed before. And that is fine. That also simply related a little bit because the inflammation.
Right.
That's the general inflammation for the virus disease or parasitic disease or bacteria, whatever, general inflammation. That may control some, but not really targeted drug. It cannot say there is actually anti-SARS or anti-COVID drug. You cannot say that. It is not so.
Professor Roy, as you know, there are obviously different strains and strains of concern and variants of concern of COVID now all over the world. In India, we've got B1617, which has been labeled a variant of concern by the World Health Organization as well. What is your opinion about its greater transmissibility on the basis of what you're seeing, for example, in the United Kingdom, where it's been detected as well?
Well, it is more transmissible, probably, because it changed one residue very strongly, completely opposite sort of charge residue called arginine in one site from leucine. And that is a drastic change, and that makes the virus more efficient to bind to the receptor. And that's why it is more transmissible, but doesn't mean that it's caused more severe disease. There is no proof about that.
Right.
That is cause more disease. More, little bit more favorable for transmission. But you have to understand, virus changes inside the body all the time. This is the error they make. And more dense population they get, more it will change. But not all the change are bad or good, nothing like that. They have no effect almost. So most vaccines will work against those changes. So we don't have to be so worry about the variant. We more have to be worried about the virus spread among the people, because we are not really looking after the social distancing properly in India. That's what the problem is happening. Not because the virus is more vicious. No.
Yeah.
It is more because the how people behave.
Right. And do you believe in terms of the vaccines which we have over here? We've got Covaxin and we've got Covishield. Covishield,
yes.
Of course, is AstraZeneca. Do you have any observations on the efficacy of these drugs against B1617?
I'm absolutely sure they will work. Not 100%, but they will definitely work, and at least they will support that people are protected against the disease, severe disease or hospitalization would not happen. So I think that they make a lot of noise about this variant, but not necessarily they are dangerous really.
So more transmissibility, not necessarily more dangerous.
Still work, yes.
Right.
Sitting.
So essentially what you're saying is more transmissibility, yes, but not necessarily more dangerous if we are smart in controlling it, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Well, Professor Roy...
It transmits faster if you have the dense population, but doesn't mean that it causes disease more severe than before.
All right, Professor Polly Roy, it's been great speaking to you, getting your insights onto both ivermectin and, of course, vaccines and vaccination. Thanks so much, ma'am, for being with us this evening. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to move on now to the next part of our program. So many corporates across the country in this hour of real crisis in India have reached out to state governments, have reached out to citizens in all sorts of ways, whether it's the actual production of oxygen, delivery of oxygen, the procurement of oxygen concentrators. A lot has been done. One of the companies, Paytm, which have now tied up with the government of Gujarat to try and ensure that a lot of aid goes in there as well. We are very privileged to be joined by two very special guests. Shri Acharya Devrat, the governor of Gujarat, with us this evening, is also the CEO of Paytm, Vijay Shekhar Sharma. Thanks very much, sir, for being with us. So, Mr. Sharma, let me come to you first. What is the aid, the specific targeted aid that you are trying to get into Gujarat? Where is it going?
So, first of all, like you said, this is a very tough time where everybody as a countryman who has some resources contributing wherever possible. We are working with Mahamahim Rajyapal Ji of Gujarat, and we are bringing in 100 oxygen concentrators and an oxygen plant. And माननीय राज्यपाल महोदय ने हमें आज दिन में थोड़ी देर पहले ही बताया कि किस प्रकार से उनको किन किन जिले या किस किस अस्पताल में पहुंचाना है. ये एक बहुत बड़ी बात है कि हमें ये समझ में आया कि राज्यपाल सर ने हमें जी ने बताया कि आप अपना सामान जो लाए हैं आप उसी अस्पताल में पहुंचा दीजिए और वहीं पे इंस्टॉल कर दीजिए. तो आप ये कुछ कुछ गुजरात में, अहमदाबाद में, राजकोट में, बड़ोदरा में, ऐसे डिफरेंट डिफरेंट डिस्ट्रिक्ट हॉस्पिटल्स आर द वंस वेयर वी आर contributing these directly and as guided by Raj Bhavan.
Devraji, what are the areas that you feel that there are real concerns? Vaccination is a big problem now, obviously, across India. Is that a big concern for you going forward in Gujarat?
Nishchit roop se ki jis prakar se sarkar ne pehle 45 वर्ष से अधिक आयु के लोगों के लिए निश्चित की थी, हमने उस दिशा में ज्यादा बल दे करके और उन लोगों को दूसरी वैक्सीन की ओर भी बढ़ना चाहिए ताकि वो बुजुर्ग लोग सेफ हो जाएं. और उसके बाद जो 18 वर्ष से ऊपर के लोगों के लिए निश्चित किया गया है, अब देखने में आ रहा कि सारे देश में अलग अलग प्रांतों में वो भी कार्यक्रम शुरू हो चुके हैं. वो पहले बुकिंग कराते हैं और बुकिंग उतनी ही की जाए जितनी वैक्सीनेशन आती रहे. अधिक वैक्सीन आए तो बढ़ा दें, कम हो तो रखें, नहीं तो वैक्सीनेशन सेंटर पर जो भीड़ बढ़ रही है
जी,
वो एक चिंता का विषय है, वो नहीं होनी चाहिए. जितना लोग बुकिंग हो उतने ही लोग जाएंगे तो ज्यादा सुव्यवस्था रहेगी और भीड़ भाड़ से बच के कोरोना को बढ़ने से बचाया जा सकता है.
Alright, that's important, sir. The queues are a huge concern, and thanks for pointing that out, Mr. Sharma. Acharya Devrat ji was mentioning, there is a vaccine shortage, obviously, and therefore in that group between 18 to 44, actually getting the vaccine is problematic. What is Paytm doing to try and make that process smoother?
So Vishnu, there is no doubt about it that this requires oxygen concentrator and oxygen plants. Along with it, as we all understand, that comes once you have got infected. But there is a larger effort that we all need to bring in to save people to get affected. And there is no other better option than vaccine. Even though vaccine supply is limited and availability is far limited in terms of as much we expect, but it is even more important because there is a desire in people to get their vaccination done. And we've created an app where in Paytm, there is a section where you can check where is the vaccine available near you. So usko use karke vaccine ke finder jise kehte hain, वैक्सीन फाइंडर नाम का ऐप हमने अपने पेटीएम में लगाया है. आप अपना पिन कोड डाल दीजिए, जब आपके आसपास के अस्पताल में किसी में भी वैक्सीन के स्लॉट खाली होंगे हम आपको नोटिफिकेशन भेज देंगे और उसके द्वारा आप अपना बुकिंग करा सकते हैं. तो बहुत सारे लोग, हमें बहुत अच्छा खुशी महसूस हो रही है, बहुत सारे लोग हमें मैसेज भेजते हैं कि उनको इस तरह से वैक्सीन मिली है. तो वैक्सीन सेंटर्स की नॉलेज, और इसके अलावा हम लोग अब एक नया अभियान शुरुआत करने वाले हैं विष्णु, जिसमें कि हम लोगों को ये बताने वाले हैं कि कोरोना की शुरुआत के समय में ही अगर आप अपनी दवाई लेना शुरुआत कर दें तो आपकी सिचुएशन ऐसी नहीं पहुंचेगी कि आपको हॉस्पिटल और बेड की जरूरत पड़ेगी. और ये मेरा मानना है कि जिस तरीके से इसका प्रचार प्रसार हो रहा है, जिस तरीके से इसका फैलाव हो रहा है, हमें ना सिर्फ वैक्सीन और ऑक्सीजन, हमें लोगों को ये भी बता रहा है कि समय पे अपना इलाज चालू कर दीजिए, क्योंकि दैट इज वेयर द डेथ काउंट इज इंक्रीजिंग टू अ हॉरिबल लेवल. द प्रॉब्लम इज दैट पीपल आरंट एबल टू अंडरस्टैंड असिम्प्टोमेटिक एंड मेनी अदर थिंग्स दैट दे डू नॉट रीड एज अ बॉडी सिम्टम, मेकिंग देम fall for this, and it takes about a week for them to realize, and then as right. we all understand, tests are under stress and then they do not start the medicine. In fact, I can tell you, doctors say, in 7 days it spreads in our body, and after that, once the patient has got some fever or some symptom, we struggle for finding a bed. So like I said, vaccination and now communication will be our right. agenda for next 4 weeks.
That's really important. Communication, a key part of all of this. That's what we try and do on a daily basis. Thanks, Mr. Sharma, very much for being with us. And Acharya Devrajji, thank you very much for sharing some time with us this evening.